USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Now is the time for the United States to triple down on its efforts to help Ukraine drive out invading Russian forces. That's according to Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News. Graham saying there's no off-ramp for Russian President Vladimir Putin in the Ukraine war.
The Ukrainians are not going to give the East to Putin to stop the war. They're going to fight for every inch of their territory.
The South Carolina senator adding someone is going to win and someone is going to lose. Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves is calling on the U.S. Supreme Court to deliver their opinion on Roe v. Wade sooner rather than later. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, the Republican calling the illegal leak of the opinion draft so wrong. More news at USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
New research shows that 7 hours sleep per night is the ideal amount in middle and old age. The study, published by a professor at China's Fudan University, found that too much or too little sleep was associated with a variety of issues. Those included less of an ability to pay attention, remember new information, and make decisions. Getting 7 hours of sleep was also linked to better mental health. However, the study did note some older adults may sleep more poorly due to genetic makeup, brain structure, or other underlying health conditions. A federal grand jury has indicted the man accused of shooting 10 people on a New York subway. The Brooklyn judge returned the 2-count indictment against Frank James Friday. As a result, the 62-year-old James now faces the additional charges of carrying out a terrorist attack against a mass transit system. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie.
Have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The NFL is hoping a lawsuit filed by a coach can be handled without a trial.
NFL coach Brian Flores' lawsuit regarding racist hiring practices against the National Football League and six of its teams could be forced into arbitration. Judge Valerie Caproni felt the side should settle, but they declined to do so. Now she's going to have to determine whether or not to send the case to arbitration.
Guys who have been fired, you know, that signed a release, so they literally can't come on. On a discrimination lawsuit. I mean, think about that for a second. You sign this release so you can get your money, and in doing that, you can't file a discrimination lawsuit.
Brian, on the podcast I Am Athlete, is currently an assistant coach at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, if it goes to arbitration, the arbitrator in one of the biggest racial discrimination cases in league history would be Commissioner Roger Goodell. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Country music legend Mickey Gilley has died at the age of 86. His death announced Saturday by the mayor of his hometown of Pasadena, Texas. Gilley had 39 top 10 hits and 17 number ones. He was also a cousin to rock and roll pioneer Jerry Lee Lewis and evangelist Jimmy Swaggart. In sports news, Joey Logano made a final lap pass to win the Goodyear 400 at Darlington Raceway, and the Dallas Mavericks evened up their series with the Phoenix Suns at 2 games apiece. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.